Thank you for coming, guys. We appreciate it. He's not going to come through the DI gear. It's down for some reason, so he's coming through the end. I wear your allegiance like a cloak of trust. Falling inward, we were linked by chains. Across the length of rolling sea, welded by laughter and sealed in pain. Floating life has rescued me. Trust that holds it anchored. It's the trust takes years to build. Down in there is nothing, just emptiness unfulfilled. Freak by freak, you know we're living it up. Built a house to hold a dream. Thank you.
means a lot to us. We came with a whole bunch of new songs. And this is one of them right here. Thank you. The worst cover in recent history. It's not my fault. Nash did it. It seemed like a good idea at the time, but really terrible cover. Anyway, this song is up. You know, sometimes in life, if you're a singer-songwriter, you see something and you really can't help it. It's like Neil, when he saw that picture of the girl kneeling over the kid dead at Kent State, he had no choice but to write Ohio. This is a response to seeing pictures of kids, you know, in foreign countries and war-torn places. See some 11 or 12-year-old kid standing there with an AK-47. You know that somebody lied to him. And he wasn't old enough, he didn't have the life experience to know that that wasn't the way to go. Somebody told him that's what Allah wanted him to do, or Jesus wanted him to do, or the great leader wanted him to do. He didn't know any different. I mean, I didn't have anything to do about that except write a song. This is another new one. Sometimes I think it's about a pool game, but there's a lot of stuff going on in here. I'm not quite sure. A lot of times when I come with a new song, it'll be some kind of extended strangeness in a weird tuning, and you're never really quite sure what it's about. This one's different. This one is a pissed off rock. The reason it's pissed off is because it's about Enron. And other greedy bastards.
Thank you. laughing.
This next one is a very beautiful song that that my partner Nash and Jeff Pivar here wrote together. On the face of it, it's a song about the statue of Jesus that's above Rio de Janeiro on that huge mountain outside Rio de Janeiro. It's about everything. Standing on top of the world, with the rich on one side and the poor on the other. There's an ocean between them, before your eyes is all of humanity ready to rise up. Standing for love in the land, and all the people are searching for something. There's a notion that all can fulfill their dreams of living in freedom with all of their families. In your open arms, giving grace, holy wiping their faces, the tears, to see your face and your open arms, comforting all of our fear. Jesus of Rio. Thank you.
I was going.
2 minutes.
Oh,
Thank you. There's a thing happening in the United States today that I remember well from back in Vietnam times. It's a serious buzz on all guitars. So, the thing that the administration in power then did, and the one in power now is doing, where they say if you disagree with their policies, or if you don't think war is a good idea, that you're un-American. And that really pisses me off. I love this country. If you traveled anywhere else, you know this is the best one. Constitution, Declaration of Independence, Bill of Rights, best defense of freedom that's ever taken place. And I think that the way it was supposed to work is we were supposed to be able to dissent, and then we would all vote, and we would do whatever we voted to do. But they like to wrap themselves in the flag and pretend that anybody disagrees with them is a bunch of copy bingo, no good hippies, some bitches. And so for a while now, because we all love this country, we've been singing this particular song as a kind of little short love song to America. Thank you.
I couldn't know where I'd be.
mind of a slug. It's a keeps raining problems on the matter of. And all my bad, bad, fell with a friend. We're having all the time to make better. You know, I don't really get to do singles, you know, singer songwriter. So really, if you have content, actual songs about something, it'll work on the radio. They can't play it. Now, you know, if I had a cute little flat tummy and nice tits, wrote songs that had absolutely nothing in them at all, like Britney or Justin. Just about as deep as a bird bath. Then, then I should put it to the radio. Yes, yeah. And now a song about a fish. Fish in a wide river, saying, who is the gift? Who is the giver? Is it a matter of choice? Where do you go? Does it give you a voice? Yes or no? It's all gone.
birth. Is it a matter of choice? Where to go? Does it give you a voice? Just to know you're here. You're here.
I read a lot of love songs. I've been in love with the same lady for 27 years now.
Very lovely.
And even though she's not here to hear this, she needs to hear it right now. So I'm going to sing to her. It's called Breathless.
Feeling on the edge of falling down. The stumble that leaves me breathless. Hold each other up to stop the fall. We hold each other's eyes like a magnet.
For a moment, I just seem to fall.
And you fall. Forever,
one of the only good things about being as, well, I'm older than dirt. And one of the only good things about it is, if you have songs from a long time, like from 1964,
yeah.
don't you want to know? Thank you.
vocals, my son, James Raymond. On bass, Mr. Andrew Ford. On drums, Mr. Steven Stanislaw, CD. On guitar, Mr. Jeff Pimar.
Bill Crosby.
For you, we're really grateful to you. Thank you.
James Sargent.
Stanislaw, Jeff Pivar, I'm David Crosby, Jordan Nolan. Thank you for coming. We appreciate it.